The Audioverse Awards are supported on Patreon by listeners like you. Help us achieve our physical trophy goals by donating a dollar or $10. Whatever you would like to give helps. Visit us on the web at patreon.com/audioverseawards. That's patreon.com/audioverseawards. Thank you.
Hi, this is Sean Williams, the producer of Steal the Stars. It's a narrative fiction sci-fi thriller heist written by Mac Rogers, the author of Life After and The Message. This is episode 1, Warm Bodies. Thanks for listening.
The following audio drama is rated R for Rockin'. You can be sure that everything you wanted to see when you're a teenager is here. Just tantalizingly out of reach if you're under 17 or 18 years old.
And we ride. And we ride.
Mind control.
Okay. I gotta give it to you. That's a new one.
That's what you guys do in there. Mind control.
Here's my question. It says Quill Marine Labs right out front. We're half a mile from the ocean. How come no one thinks we don't, you know, study marine biology?
You don't hire local. You want another one?
If we did do mind control, I'd make you quit asking me that, right?
I usually have one drink on the way home from work. Never more than one. I could just as easily have the one drink in my house, but it decompresses me to drink around people.
Jack Neat?
Yep, on its way.
Plus, I know none of my coworkers drink in here, so none of that pesky appearance of fraternization crap.
Excuse me.
Nope.
Hi.
Not interested.
I was just wondering.
No, you weren't.
Is your daddy a thief?
For real?
I'm asking, is your daddy a thief?
We're down.
Because I'm saying he must have been a thief.
Nope.
Because he must have had to steal the stars from heaven.
Nope.
To put them in your eyes.
Nope.
Couldn't help overhearing what you guys were chatting about.
Take it from someone who knows you can always help overhearing.
You work at Quill Marine.
Go away.
What are you guys doing there?
Are we actually going to have a problem here?
And why don't you hire anyone local? That pisses people off that you don't hire anyone local.
This is your last chance to walk before your life takes a turn.
Do you guys really make weapons in there? My cousin made a delivery there, and he said he saw weapons.
I promise you, your cousin didn't make a delivery there.
Let's see, now you're interested in me.
What the fuck?
Janie?
Todd, what the fuck are you doing?
Jesus, I can't get 1 minute to myself.
You wait till I'm asleep and you sneak up here?
I can't get 1 minute to get out of that shithole and clear my head.
All right, looks like you guys got this, so.
How long have you been seeing him?
What?
He's been with me 6 years. I bet he didn't tell you that.
I'm just talking to her. Can't I talk to a person?
Have a good night.
Has he mentioned me at all?
I can't just get out of the house and talk to a person.
You're supposed to talk to me.
We got a problem, Dak?
I mean, I don't.
I can't get a break from your voice for like 10 seconds.
I wash your pants. I suck your dick. You want to talk to somebody, you talk to me. Ow!
3 rules for winning a fight against a way bigger person.
Hey, walk out with me.
Hey, don't touch me. What the hell's wrong with you?
1. You have about 30 seconds to put him down. If you don't do it in 30, draw or run.
Just walk out with me.
Get your hands off me. You want to die?
2. Don't let him get a single hit in.
Dak, you need me to call the police?
You want to die because if you want to fucking die.
Let's just walk around the...
All the training in the world doesn't protect you from sheer poundage. That's just physics. Fortunately, he telegraphs it like a year in advance.
Fuck you!
And I basically stroll out of the way. 3. Every hit has to count. No chest, no shoulder. Solar plexus, kidney, balls if that's an option, or throat. Dirty? Sure, I guess. Every fight is dirty.
I'm calling the cops right now. See? Phone's in my hand.
You bitch!
Oh, okay.
Put a hand on her sternum, keep her out of reach.
Look what you did to him!
In about half an hour, you'll be able to see what he did to you.
It's not your business! It's none of your business!
I shove her back gently, just long enough to leave what I owe on the bar.
Baby? Baby, are you all right? Can you walk?
I'll say it was someone I don't know.
Say it was me. Tell them I'm with Quill Marine. They won't give me a problem.
On my way out, I look back once. She's on her knees, helping him sit up.
I'll do better, baby. I didn't know. I won't bother you so much. I didn't know. I didn't know it was bothering you so much. I'll stop. Let me get you home.
Snapshot. Right there. Everything you need to know about love in, like, 20 words.
class dismissed.
Tor Labs presents Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers. Produced by Gideon Media. Episode 1, Warm Bodies.
Takes Parker at the gate a full minute to study my ID, even though we've both worked here 8 years. That's how long he's supposed to take. That's his job.
Date of birth?
January 12th, 1985.
Middle name?
None.
So, the guy isn't holding. Been there about 5.
The guy? Ah, shit.
Forgot?
Shit! Witness power up.
Well, if it's regular, 19 minutes.
Which wouldn't be a problem any other day. I might just have to ride out a power outage before I can get to my desk. But if today's a newbie day...
You better move.
This little holding area they built near the front gate is actually decent, by design. Big deal people drop in on us from time to time, and if there's a mix-up in clearances, they might be stuck here for hours. So the coffee's solid. The sofas are comfortable. And something stands out right away about how he's not sitting on any of them. You're Salem.
Ma'am, yes, ma'am. Lieutenant Commander, shit.
Literally everybody does it.
Matt Salem. Just Matt Salem.
Feels naked, right? Just saying your name all by itself.
I kinda hate it.
So listen, we need to get going.
Oh, do you need to see my clearance stock? They sent it to my phone. I just need a second.
Put that away and don't ever bring it here again.
I'm sorry. I thought I'd need to be able to identify.
We identify you. You'll see what I mean in a minute, but don't ever bring your phone again. Now let's go. We gotta hustle.
Why do we have to hustle?
Back before Quill Marine privatized, when it was still Quill Naval, they tried to make the above-ground part as unremarkable-looking as possible. If there weren't fences and guards, you'd think it was a community college.
We just walk right in?
It's what happens after we walk right in.
Wow, what is that?
First checkpoint. Scanner.
Okay, but I don't have an issued ID yet.
You're the ID. You just have to be you. Hey, Rosh.
Hello, person I don't yet recognize, alongside a person I genuinely don't recognize.
Matt Salem, it's his first day. You get his vitals?
One moment, stranger. I will check.
My vitals?
Remember orientation at the hub? They had you look at a thing and breathe?
Oh, yeah. What was...
That was them taking your vitals.
Behold, right here in my system, Matthew Salem will wonders never cease.
Let's run me through first. Where are we on harp countdown?
I wouldn't have the first clue what you're referring to, stranger.
All right.
If you would place your chin here and take a deep, fulfilling inhalation.
Yep.
Now, without blinking, very gently, exhale. And suddenly I recognize you, Quill Marine Security Chief Dakota Prentice.
Yeah. Now, can I get that time?
Of course, close friend. That would be 14 minutes, 9 seconds, and descending.
All right, Salem, get over here.
What was the breathing for?
It's okay, Rosh.
Why, it's a 3-in-1, strange young man.
Three?
It's okay,
a
Rosh.
A retinal scanner, a facial recognition scanner, a vapor biometric scanner, all in one snappy little verification process. Care to step up, Mr. Second Person I Don't Recognize?
Okay.
Then place your chin here and fill your lungs with rich, nurturing air.
Less of the funny stuff. I gotta get him there before power up.
What's power up?
Just breathe in. You enter the research wing of Quill Marine through a different entrance that leads to all kinds of labs and offices. You only come this way if you're going to Hangar 11. So you have to get through Lauren first.
Wait, is that another checkpoint?
Listen, when we get there, you just need to do what you're told, okay? Don't get cute.
I'm starting to think we actually do make weapons or mind control here.
Sounds like you spent some time in town.
Moved in over the weekend.
Yeah, it's easier if you mostly stay home.
Do you?
Mostly. Hey, Lauren, this one's new.
Please put on the apparatus and apply the electrodes to the appropriate areas.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, you wear it like a jacket, see? And then this part goes over my head. Then I slap on electrodes here, here, and here.
And that stuff all over it?
It's some of the best lie detection tech in the world. It always seems weird that it's not heavier.
It's the exact weight it needs to be.
I'm ready.
Are you here at this facility with the intent of sabotaging or removing any materials or personnel on site?
No.
Are you here at this facility with the intent of damaging, removing, or otherwise interfering with Moss, the Harp, or Object E?
No. Speaking of the Harp, where are we? Countdown wise?
Excuse me, please. Assessment is in process.
Sorry, Lauren.
Thank you, Security Chief Prentice. You are cleared to descend to Hangar 11. Sir, please put on the apparatus and apply the electrodes to the appropriate areas.
Stick your arms out.
Okay.
So, I'm going to unbutton 3 buttons on your shirt.
What?
In a second, you're going to say yes, meaning you understand that this is for the purpose of assisting you in clearing you for entry and not in any manner for the purpose of fraternization.
Wait, you're going to unbutton?
Just say yes if you understand.
Yes.
Hold still.
I mean, I actually signed the fraternization policy, so...
Yeah, everybody signs it. Nobody reads it.
I read it.
Quote for me the Quilmarine prohibition against fraternization between security team members.
I don't know if I can exactly quote.
Lauren.
Relationships between Quilmarine security personnel of the same and or opposite genders are prohibited if they compromise or appear to compromise supervisory authority or the chain of command. If they are...
He's so thin. So long and thin, like a tree without leaves or a really old painting of Jesus.
In nature, but this is not always the case and is not necessary for this prohibition to apply.
Wow.
Put that part over your head.
Like this?
Yeah, more down, so the screen's right in front of your nose and mouth. Yeah, like that.
Sir, I will now ask you a series of questions.
Hey, that forearm tattoo.
Sir, your answers?
A skull with crossed oars. You were Amphibious Force Recon?
Your answers to my questions must either take the form of yes or no. No other answers are permitted.
What'd I say, Salem?
Sorry.
Are you here at this facility with the intent of sabotaging or removing any materials or personnel on site?
No.
Are you here at this facility with the intent of damaging, removing, or otherwise interfering with Moss, the Harp, or Object E?
I don't know what any of those things are.
There are only 2 acceptable answers to these.
Sorry. Sorry. No. No is my answer.
Please remain still and silent until I tell you otherwise. Thank you, Matt Salem. You are cleared to descend to Hangar 11.
Time to power up.
10 minutes, 34 seconds.
Shit, the gnome better be in a good mood. Come on, I see an open elevator.
Who's the gnome?
Hey there, this is Nat Cassidy. I play Lloyd on the show and am the author of the upcoming novelization of Steal the Stars.
And this is Sean Williams from Gideon Media. This podcast is presented by Tor Labs, which is an imprint of Tor Books.
And one of the Tor books that we are super excited to talk about is called The Midnight Front by David Mack.
Yes, it's amazing. It is so good.
Here's what you're going to get with The Midnight Front. You're going to get nonstop action. You're going to get a thrilling war narrative. It's set during World War II. You're also going to get a really unique take on the magical hero's journey.
But the thing is, the magic in the book is what blew me away, because it is like hard sci-fi, but magic.
Yeah.
There is a physical reason for each spell. There is a toll that it takes on the characters. And this is introduced in the very first moments, in like the very first sentence of the book.
That sentence is so good. I think it's the night reeked of demons. I was immediately like, okay, I'm going to read this book.
This is amazing.
And best of all, it's the first of a trilogy. So book 2 is called The Iron Codex, and that's going to be set during the 1950s. Book 3 is called The Shadow Commission, and that's going to be set in the 1960s. I'm so excited to see what the series does with those time periods.
Again, this is called The Midnight Front by David Mack. We love it. It will be released in January of 2018, and it is available wherever books are sold.
Do it.
Do we need to press a floor number, or...?
It only goes to one floor.
This building doesn't even look like it has more than one floor. Okay, so we're going down. Okay, so we're going way down. Is there anything I need to...
Remember how you probably didn't shoot your mouth off during incursions? Like that.
I think we've stopped.
I know, we've stopped. Thanks a lot, gnome!
Is there a problem?
Is it a problem for you?
Well, I'm not claustrophobic, just...
No traumatic history connected to enclosed spaces?
One time I had a guy go septic on me when we were pinned down for a week.
No proper names.
Right. Shit.
If it makes any difference, Nomi, he's a new fish and I'm trying to get him there before power up.
Are you talking to...
The gnome works upstairs. His job's to stop people randomly, do redundant background checks, and study their reactions.
Their reactions to being in a stopped elevator?
Among other things.
God, we didn't have security this intense at Camp Victory, and they were actually trying to kill us there.
I'll get used to it. You gotta do the same shit on the way back out. How old are you?
Oh, 30?
Jesus, I remember 30.
You can't be that much over 30.
I'm enough. One of us really needs to say something.
If I was SEAL Team 6, and Lauren is Force Recon, and you were...
Rangers, 75th.
Jesus. That's one hell of a...
Yeah, we got around.
So the people who run this place, they're not just pulling from one branch. They're scouting everybody.
$5 says right now the gnome's writing. Too inquisitive, problematic.
So what do we all have in common?
You signed papers, right? For this gig.
More papers than I've ever seen in my life.
Binding you, locking you in for 2 decades to a thing they wouldn't even let you see before you signed. Why would you do a thing like that?
Because.
Speak freely, Lieutenant Commander.
Because I didn't know where else to go.
You left the service, and then you couldn't live without it.
You can't even talk to people. It's like they're on another planet, and... That's what we all have in common, isn't it?
Yep. This is where you end up when you can't go home.
Okay, so... If we're moving again, does that mean I pass?
Not till you've been through the last part.
Which is...
At the other end.
The other end of what?
The other end of this.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's neat.
How far does it go?
Equivalent of a city block. Welcome to Hangar 11. You see that up there? Hanging over us?
Oh, is that like
That's Bird's Eye. That's our control center, security meeting, shit like that. You'll have a rotation there. I'll show you the way up after the thing.
The thing, meaning the last part?
We're slipping, Chief.
Morning, Patty.
Forgot it was new fish day?
Repressed, more like. What's the clock?
4 minutes. No one really put you through it, huh?
God, we gotta get that guy laid.
Not it.
Deputy Security Chief Patricia Garber. You call her Patty and you basically live or die by her opinion. You got it?
Hi, I'm Matt Salem.
You're nobody to me till you do the last thing. Sure you don't want to hand him off?
At this point.
Sure, once you've done the elevator with somebody.
So the last thing is inside that tent?
No, that's the second to the last thing. The last is inside the thing inside the tent.
If you're picturing a two-person sleeper for Boy Scouts, you're picturing wrong. More like a tent for a fancy outdoor wedding. Really big, really white, really opaque.
Now start walking. I'm right behind you.
Okay.
I didn't get to stop by lockup.
You need a sidearm?
Please.
Usual deal with turndown service?
Yeah, put them on hold. Don't give them the go unless I say.
Power up in a few. See you on the other side.
See you there.
I pull back the flap and make him walk ahead of me into the tent. I don't care about seeing his face. They'll get that on the cameras. I'm more interested in his full body response.
So I'm guessing Object E?
Keep walking. Straight at it.
It's not any of the fun shapes. Not a sphere. Not a flying saucer. More of like an oblong, boring oval.
Now, if that was a thing we were building...
Go around to the side.
It wouldn't look like it had been dragged through a canyon. It would look new.
Which means?
We didn't build it, we found it.
Right here, in fact. 11 years ago, the night it crash-landed. The night they started building this place around it. Would have been Arthur Quill Naval Base then, didn't privatize for another 2 years.
And nobody noticed it?
A lot of people noticed it. Made a pretty loud noise when it hit ground.
And everyone who noticed it?
Works for us now. Or is living pretty good somewhere quiet. See the crack down the side?
Right.
It doesn't look like it at first, but if you turn sideways, you can fit in.
Shit.
Yeah. Can you see okay?
Assuming I'm not hallucinating right now.
Do you see a 7-foot gray alien?
Yep.
Then you're not hallucinating. Say hi to Moss. It's amazing how much he looks like your standard alien from a billion drunken abduction stories. The long, thin, grayish, pale body, the oversized head, the huge black eyes where you can see your reflection. Whenever some idiot claims he got probed, the sketch artist always ends up with something that looks like Moss. Except...
What's that on him, on his chest?
What's it look like?
Well, it looks like Moss, which
yeah.
is where he got his name from.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
We don't know how he defines that.
Has he moved since the...
Nope.
Does he have a heartbeat or some kind of equivalent of a...
Not for 11 years.
So that stuff growing on him...
The moss.
How is it still alive?
I keep a hand on the gun in my pocket. He still hasn't passed the real test. Touch him. Not on the moss part, but anywhere else.
Really?
Really.
Whoa. He's warm?
Nice. Most people recoil when they notice that. Make a sound.
He hasn't moved in 11 years, but he's warm? Okay. Is that...
It's called the harp, because it looks like a harp. You see that door
yeah.
over there? We think that's the engine room. We think the harp is the engine, or part of the engine.
Can I see it?
That noise you're hearing, that's power-up. You do not... want to be in the room with the harp when it's powering up. Trust me.
Why is it powering up?
We don't know. All we know is about every 100 hours or so, it happens.
What happens?
This happens! When the harp's powered all the way up, it kills everything in Quilmarine for about 30 seconds. Power, surveillance, everything.
Jesus Christ.
Just us and him. My hand's still on the sidearm.
But I can see you. How can I see you?
We don't know.
Where's the light coming from?
We don't know. So new fish? Matt Salem. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking this is the job.
And my hand's not on the sidearm anymore. You passed. Oh, fuck.
Shit.
No, I'm... Jesus, this didn't happen.
You're right.
Because...
This never happened.
This never happened.
So, what's the verdict? Do we shoot him or not?
Steal the Stars by Mac Rogers. Starring Ashley Atkinson. Presented by Tor Labs. Produced by Gideon Media. Episode 1 also features Nima Jarabchi, Rebecca Comtois, Sean Williams, Jorge Cordova, Brittany N. Williams, Daryl Lathan, Kelly Ray O'Donnell, and Brian Silliman. Music by Linda Worsley. Sound design by Bart Fassbender. Directed by Jordana Williams. Next time on Steal the Stars.
Class is in session!
Direct exposure to the harp is dangerous.
Ghost Town?
Ghost Town, clear everyone out.
Okay, people, I want to clear this hangar! Now!
I don't know what Quill's future is without Moss.
Shit, Dak, it's early. Power-up's early. It's happening right now.
A lot of people work here. We work here. Does everyone understand?
Anything you want to tell me?
I don't have a death wish.